It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner on WAMC with Congressman Mark Molinaro. He's a Republican from New York's 19th District, and he's in his first term. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
So last time we talked on this show, as soon as we hung up, we got new maps from New York's redistricting committee. What do you think of the latest iteration of the 19th?
Well, first, New Yorkers and voters across upstate shouldn't have had to live through this process the way they did. But ultimately, I think the 19th district reflects, upstate New York, and where I've said before, and I mean it both kiddingly and genuinely, this is kind of where upstate meets downstate, just a little bit north of the Hudson River Valley, stretching, of course, across the Catskill Mountains to the southern tier, ultimately out to Ithaca. And so this is a place that I know well. These are communities that I've served over the course of many years, and certainly there are neighbors and neighborhoods that I've worked with, dating back to when I was just a village mayor in Tivoli, New York. And so I'm glad this saga has ended. Ultimately, there really weren't many changes adopted by the state legislature to the current maps. And I feel very, very comfortable representing people that I know and communities that I love.
So since the last time you were on, we also spoke with Josh Riley. Now, he's a Democrat. You two faced off in the last election, and he wants to win the nomination again and take another shot at defeating you this November. And so on the show, people, they heard from him about why he thinks he's qualified to go to Congress, and he made his case. So let me ask you a couple of things about that. First of all, what is your case to the voters for a second term?
I've lived upstate New York. I love upstate New York, and I know the challenges that families, farmers, and small businesses face every day. As a kid who grew up on food stamps, I can tell you that I understand both the value of an effective and efficient government that's compassionate and actually tries to meet people where they are. I also know that too many politicians, too many business leaders, and too many people like Josh Riley decided to abandon New York and abandon upstate New York for other states and other places. And I understand that. But I will tell you that every day of my adult life has been committed to trying to get government to actually work for the people, the communities that make up upstate New York, and I'm committed to doing just that. We've got to confront border security. We've got to create new opportunities for folks who call upstate New York home. We've got to demand and expect public safety, and we've got to drive down the cost of everything from goods and groceries from groceries to gas for folks who are struggling every day. For me, some people run for these offices to make a point. Frankly, Josh has announced he was running in just about every upstate congressional district over the course of the last 4 years, from Syracuse to Ithaca to the Hudson River Valley. For me, it's about making a difference and working to bring people together, irrespective of party, to try to make a difference for the life of the communities we serve and the lives of the people who call these communities home.
A couple of specifics. He says, because you had just mentioned being the very young mayor of Tivoli many years ago, that, you've been in public office for your entire adult life and you haven't had other real world experience. He criticized you for that. I wonder if you have a response.
He's a Washington, D.C. lawyer who worked in the United States Senate. I've spent every day of my adult life actually helping people build up community, invest in communities, revitalize farms and farming. And I will just tell you, when I go to high schools and talk to young people who are inspired into public service as I was, I remember what Bobby Kennedy, not the current Robert Kennedy, but Bobby Kennedy said about public service. It is a dignified duty. I don't think Josh Riley shows up in high schools and says, you know what? What you shouldn't do is actually commit yourself to serving our community. But I'm certainly not going to be lectured to by a guy who left upstate New York to be a Washington, D.C. inside lawyer and working for the United States Senate. I'm working for the people that I love and the communities that I know. And I take very seriously the responsibility of public service. It is a dignified duty and honor to hold. And I cherish it greatly.
Let's take that sidebar since you raised it. RFK Jr., do you understand his appeal to what polls tell us is a not insignificant amount of Americans?
I do. I think he strikes a sort of libertarian kind of mode. I think he speaks quite clearly about what he sees, and by the way, to some degree, many of us see as government's overreach and sort of the big business, big pharmaceutical, big tech hold on big government. Now, admittedly, Josh worked for most of those companies, but that said, I do understand it, and I and while at the end of the day, I think Americans deserve a robust and diverse debate over policy issues. I'm really just focused, I mean, truly, on trying to deliver for the people of upstate New York. We have our challenges. We're a part of the state and America that's often overlooked. And I'm working with anybody, Republican and Democrat, who is earnest and honest about trying to solve the problems facing the people we represent.
Could you see yourself voting for RFK Jr. for president?
I guess under ordinary circumstances, it doesn't frighten me in that sense. But I'm not going to be a political presidential pundit. I'm going to stay focused on the things that and the responsibilities that we have. And I just would say this. I mean, this is quite sincerely. We're in the midst of a debate over public safety as it relates to border security. We've got to move the needle. I think the president needs to take emergency action. Democrat Pat Ryan, Republican Mark Molinaro called for this months ago. We need to secure the border. We need that kind of investment. States like New York and policies out of New York that undermine public safety. We saw certainly the tragic loss of a police officer in New York City after a criminal was released 21 separate times. I invited Sheriff Donnie Kraft from Columbia County and Sheriff Fred Eckshar from Broome County to the State of the Union because they understand the challenges facing law enforcement. And there are countless people that I interact with every day who just want their government to work for them, to make it a little bit easier, drive down costs, make energy prices a little bit lower. Those are the kinds of things that I remain intensely focused on.
Here's another point that Riley raised, and I'd like you to respond to it. He said, this Congress has been really inefficient. Republicans in charge of the House spent a lot of time fighting among themselves and not getting legislation done. And, returning you to a second term would empower the Republicans potentially to keep control and pave the way for more dysfunction.
Well, I think his conclusion is absurd, but there are a lot of things. I tell people this all the time. I don't think that Congress should have ousted the Speaker. I don't think we should have wasted those weeks debating that, and I don't think Democrats, all of them, should have sided with 8 Republicans, nor do I think those 8 Republicans should have proceeded with ousting Speaker McCarthy. And because of it, we lost a great deal of time. And yeah, there are far too many people, Republican and Democrat, who think public service, who think serving in Washington is about making a point. By the way, I put Josh in that category. I don't happen to think that he's been genuine in that respect, but that's for another time. There are too many people in Washington who think that serving here is about making a point and scoring points. I think it's about making a difference, which is why, by the way, I've worked with Democrats on the debt ceiling negotiation. I've brought Democrats and Republicans together on appropriations bills, largest increase in pay for military servicemen and women, $1 billion increase in Head Start funding. It's why we're trying to work across the aisle on the farm bill for agriculture policy. We moved a unanimous FAA reauthorization, which helps, by the way, regional airports in Ithaca and Binghamton and all throughout upstate New York. We moved that through our committee unanimously. So there are opportunities for great success. And I think we, instead of saying, we'll put our party in charge because we're better, what we should be saying is, how do we work together to achieve success? And what I'd offer is the successes we've seen, irrespective of some in my party and some of the Democratic Party who just are too interested in scoring political points, the successes we've seen have been overwhelmingly bipartisan. That's the kind of government I want to be a part of, one that sets aside those differences and focuses on delivering for people. Yes, I want us to do more. But at the same respect, I've stood in the way of really bad policy ideas that would make it more expensive for upstate New Yorkers, or policy ideas that may have infringed on people's access to birth control. So I call balls and strikes, and I'm very interested in working with anyone who's honest and earnest about solving problems that the people that I represent face every day.
So we just have a few seconds left in this segment, but as we speak, there's some rumblings about Marjorie Taylor Greene perhaps going after the current Speaker Mike Johnson's position. How do you think that will play out?
I think it's absurd. I think it's unnecessary. And I think it's a horrible mistake that I will have no part of. I think it was wrong that all of the Democrats and eight Republicans, or eight Republicans and all the Democrats, voted to oust Speaker McCarthy. And I'm not going to play any part to it. And frankly, we have no time for it at this point.
That's New York Congressman Mark Molinaro, a Republican from the 19th District. And as you've heard, he's running for a second term. You can hear those segments with Josh Riley from earlier in our Congressional Corner series. And I'll just add that there's about 7 months to go before Election Day, so we'll be hearing from both of those Democratic and Republican candidates as we get closer. In the meantime, when we come back the next time, Mark, let me ask you about the New York State budget for a minute.
Sure.